And I'll begin with the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, Philip Alston, has warned the U.S. President Donald Trump and his party are turning the country into, quote, the world champion of extreme inequality.
I think the American dream is moving fairly rapidly towards the American illusion, because social mobility in this country is now extremely low by any Western standards. If you're born in poverty, guess where you're going to end up? In poverty.
Philip Alston stressed that Trump and congressional Republicans are consciously distorting the shape of American society in a bid to make the most unequal society in the world. Alston's report comes after he completed a two-week official tour of the U.S. UN official warned Trump's tax plan will further increase already large disparities between the rich and poor and could even cost American lives. Vice Chair of the Green Party of Washington State, Jody Craig, says that because of Donald Trump's policies, the gap between the rich and poor is widening throughout the U.S.
The situation is getting worse and worse. The line of the curve going up to inequality is certainly increasing. There's the whole tax cut, there's education, there's health care, there is voter suppression. It was very, very nice to see the Black community, particularly Black women, come out so resoundingly to defeat Ray Moore. I think the Republicans are digging themselves an increasingly wide and deep hole. The Green Party thinks that is a wonderful step in the wrong direction for them. A lot of the people that voted for Trump and the Republicans are going to find themselves losing their health care and being shoved into the have-nots rather than the haves that they were assuming they would be part of. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, and the number of poor people and those people headed toward poverty is increasing.